AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says he could be about to win big in the general election in November. After winning three of the four primary states yesterday, he's now focusing on Democrat Hillary Clinton, telling the Today Show,
"There's no spirit behind Hillary. There never will be. She's not going to engender spirit. There's nothing to be spirited about."
But she's got more than half of the delegates she needs to win the Democratic presidential nomination after winning Mississippi's primary last night. Rival Bernie Sanders won Michigan, but analyst Jacob Parakilis says he's still far behind Clinton in the number of delegates needed to win the nomination.
"I would say Michigan has kept the chance of Bernie winning alive, but if I were to put a bet on it, I would still be placing my money on Hillary Clinton."
We don't know a lot about this yet, but U.S. Special Forces in Iraq have captured the head of the Islamic State Group's Chemical Weapons Research Unit. Sulaiman Daoud al-Afari is being questioned, we're told. Heavy rain, high winds, and tornadoes. The South is getting slammed. In Webster Parish, Louisiana, homes are flooded. A nursing home had to be evacuated. And high water rescues have been keeping the sheriff's department busy, says Deputy Bobby Igo.
"I've been with the sheriff's office for approximately 25 years, and this is the worst I've ever seen."
Two people have drowned in Oklahoma and Texas. Crews in a Seattle neighborhood have been working to shut off natural gas after an explosion injured nine firefighters and heavily damaged several buildings. Nearby residents were evacuated. Oil prices are going up, and that's pushing up stock prices. The Dow is up at the moment about 6 points. And here's a happy fact. The S&P 500 has tripled since bottoming out at 676 exactly 7 years ago during the financial crisis. This is AP Radio News. Looking for a wild ride? Some of you might get lucky, says our Ross Simpson.
Private space travel company Blue Origin expects to launch its first people in 2017, but company founder Jeff Bezos says they won't be paying customers. For now, the man who founded Amazon.com is spending some of the billions earned from the Seattle-based online retailer on high-tech equipment and about 600 employees working in a former Boeing airplane parts facility. Bezos says he's convinced the company, a vision of his childhood dreams, will eventually be profitable, but he isn't giving up his day job. I'm Ross Simpson.
Millennials, once thought to be the so-no-car generation, are now buying a lot of cars. 4 million last year, second only to baby boomers, according to J.D. Power. Experts say now that they've gotten jobs and started families, millennials are heading into the car dealerships like previous generations. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.